Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India must move forward by embracing both development and heritage. Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio discusses collaborations with JSW Group in Karnataka. Naglan remembers Captain Kengurusse on 26th martyrdom anniversary. And Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma stresses English as vital to identity and functioning of the Northeast. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the nation must move forward by embracing both development and heritage. Inaugurating the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi, he said with this resolve at the core, the government is also developing the country's cultural sites and pilgrimage places. The Prime Minister said the center has granted classical language status to Prakrit and also running a campaign to digitize India's ancient manuscripts. He stressed on freeing the nation from colonial mindset.
हम भारत की प्राचीन पांडुलिपियों को डिजिटाइज करने का अभियान भी चला रहे हैं। अब हम हायर एजुकेशन में भी मातृभाषा को बढ़ावा देते हैं। हमें देश को गुलामी की मानसिकता से मुक्ति दिलानी है। हमें विकास और विरासत को एक साथ लेकर आगे बढ़ना है।
Mr. Modi said, India is the world's most ancient living civilization, and the source of this timeless philosophy lies in the sages, seers, saints, and acharyas of the country. The program marked the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj. Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio continued his official visit to Vijayanagar in Karnataka today with industrial and strategic engagements hosted by the JSW Group. Dr. Rio and his delegation began the day at the Inspire Institute of Sport, where they observed live training sessions, interacted with athletes and coaches, and experienced the state-of-the-art facilities. Dr. Rio also met Naglan Super League's youth under-20 team, who are training at the institute, and congratulated them on their 4-0 win against Bengaluru FC Young Blues in the exhibition match. The delegation then visited several key JSW facilities, including the Vijayanagar Steel Plant. At the JSW Group Experience Center, Dr. Rio was felicitated by the JSW Steel President, P.K. Murugan. The team also engaged in multiple high-level meetings with leaders of JSW Group, focused on collaborations across sectors including sports, youth skills, industrial investments, and cultural exchanges. In a social media post, Dr. Rio commended the JSW Foundation's charitable initiatives, especially in women empowerment and support to the underprivileged and physically challenged children. The 26th Memorial Day of Mahavir Chakra Awardee, posthumous, Captain Nikejakwo Kengurusse, was observed today at Nirhema Peja village, commemorating his ultimate sacrifice during the 1999 Kargil War. Organized by the 45 Assam Rifles, the ceremony featured a wreath laying, lighting of Amar Jawan Jyoti, a prayer service, and screening of a short film highlighting Captain Kengurusse's military service. A ceremonial march past was presented by NCC cadets, pipe bands from Fernbrook School and 45 Assam Rifles and ex-servicemen. Addressing the gathering, Inspector General of Assam Rifles North, Major General Manish Kumar, reflected on Captain Kengurusse's bravery and dedication and urged the youth to emulate the values embodied by the late officer.
The bravery of Captain Kengurusse is not confined merely to stone memorials or military citations. It lives in every soldier who dons the uniform with pride. It breathes in the wind that kisses these hills, and it echoes in the anthem of freedom that our nation sings.
The memorial event was attended by senior army officials, ex-servicemen, students, villagers, and the martyr's family. A free medical camp named after Captain Kengurusse was also inaugurated. His parents, Mr. and Mrs. Nisale Kengurusse, were also felicitated during the event. On the 26th martyrdom anniversary of Captain Kengurusse, Rajya Sabha MP S. Phangnon Konyak paid tribute, calling him a proud son of Nagaland. Ms. Konyak said his supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War remains a shining example of courage, valor, and unwavering love for the nation. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma emphasized that while promoting local languages is important, English remains integral to the identity and functioning of the Northeast. Speaking at a press conference in Kohima yesterday, Mr. Sangma responded to recent remarks made by Union Home Minister Amit Shah regarding the use of English language, clarifying that Mr. Shah's comments called for promoting all Indian languages and not just Hindi. Mr. Sangma agreed on the need to preserve mother tongues like Khasi, Garo and Naga dialects. However, he underscored that English plays an irreplaceable role in the region and removing it was neither realistic nor desirable in states like Meghalaya and Nagaland.
English has always been a very critical part of our society. Our assembly is conducted in English and English is our official language. Major states in the Northeast, they speak in English. So therefore, it will always be a part of our work and our activity. Obviously, we'll continue to build our own languages. We'll continue to promote them. But, you know, the fact that English can be moved out of the system is not something that it can be possibly done in states like Nagaland, states like Meghalaya.
Mr. Sangma further highlighted the role of English for global connectivity, opening doors for the Northeast youth in sectors like IT and healthcare. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekrelule Yome, today called for stronger youth leadership and strategic engagement in politics. Addressing the first general meeting come introductory session of the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, Central Youth Organization in Kohima, he emphasized that with a large segment of Nagaland's population under 35 years, the youth are the state's greatest strength. He urged the party youth to actively participate across all constituencies.
Our potential resources are in the form of the 65% of our state's population who are below 35 years of age. So this is our strength. We hope that the youth will create programs which will be integrated into the government policies. We will do roadshows. We will take our programs to the constituency.
Dr. Yome also pointed out that Nagas remain among the few indigenous peoples globally to retain control over their land and resources and called for reimagining development while preserving the state's unique identity and political history. He said Nagaland has much room to grow with its natural resources, coupled with government focus on investments and youth engagement. Further, Dr. Yome highlighted the need to empower youth and changing global dynamics, including the emerging influence of biopolitics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. More from our correspondent.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall at most places of the Northeast during the next 7 days, accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning. Isolated heavy rainfall is likely to continue with heavy showers expected in Nagaland on the 1st and 2nd of July. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India must move forward by embracing both development and heritage. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio discusses collaborations with JSW Group in Karnataka. Nagaland remembers Captain Kenguruse on 26th martyrdom anniversary. And Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma stresses English as vital to identity and functioning of the Northeast. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.